Welcome to the Morale Booster Network, a platform for entrepreneurs, career professionals, leaders, and the general public to give back to the society through coaching and mentoring. I remain your host, Dr. John Ugulu. I am an author, speaker, and strategist. I always say experience is the best teacher. You can stream or download this podcast from YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Music, Google Podcast, Player FM, and Pandora. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, hello, hello. Good evening, everybody from Atlanta, Georgia. Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. It's a beautiful evening here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I want to thank you all. I want to welcome you all to another interesting episode of The Morale Booster. Now, if you are just joining us for the very first time, I want you to please like and share this broadcast. And here's the reason why. Because you might just be saving the life of that one person who has been waiting for a lifetime to hear this message. You might just be saving the life of that one business owner. You might just be saving the life of that person who has been looking for ways to accomplish some goals in life, but yet couldn't find the strategies and the ways to accomplish those goals. So like and share it. God bless you. We all know it's free. It's also very important for us to take it as a means of charity. If whatever message we have doesn't resonate with you, it's okay. But when you share it, there will be somebody at least on your contact list that the message would resonate with. Welcome to the Morale Booster Podcast. I am your host, Dr. John Ugulu. It's indeed a pleasure and a privilege being here with you. I have a guest all the way from Iowa. He's a great man, a man who helps people accomplish their goals, a man who helps people move from where they are to where they want to be in life, move from where they are or who they are to who they want to become in life. You know, that's the essence of this program, to boost the morale of you who's listening to us. So thank you once again for joining us. So while we wait to bring in our guests, I want you all to please enjoy the music that I would put for you while you share it. Enjoy the music. Yeah, let's all share. I want to do the same thing too on my end. I'm going to share it to all my Facebook groups. And I want you all to do the same thing while we're listening to this music. Every day above ground is a blessed day. And if you are happy to be alive this moment, you who's listening to me, I don't know where you're listening to me from. I don't know where you're watching us from. If you are happy to be alive this moment, I want you to please place your hand on your chest and say, I am blessed. I am excited to be alive because it is one of the best gifts ever. My mom used to always remind me that every day above ground is a blessed place. She used to always say, where there is life, there is hope. So it doesn't matter what challenges you're going through in your life right now. It doesn't matter what your circumstances are. I want you to remember that your current situation is someone else's prayer point. Do you agree with me on that? Doesn't matter how bad you think your situation is, there is somebody out there who is praying every day and night to be in your situation. So be grateful to God for life. Be grateful to God for the renewed mercy, because every day comes with new blessings. Every day comes with new levels of elevation. Every day comes with new opportunities in life. I don't want you to doubt yourself for any reason, because you were not created just to exist, but you were created to create an existence. It means you have greatness. Why do I know that you have greatness? You who's listening to me right now, you might be wondering, what's he talking about? Why would he say I have greatness when I've not been able to accomplish my goals? I want you to know that you were made in the image and likeness of God. Yes, you were made in the image and likeness of God. And when God created you, he knew it was good. That's why you were deployed into this world. So where you are right now is not your final destination. You are on a journey of life. I want you to think about it. See it as a journey. About 2 weeks ago, I was invited to an event in Nashville, Tennessee. And at that event, I asked everybody to bring out a piece of paper and a pen. And I want to share with you who's listening to me what I asked them to write down on paper. So I want you to please grab a pen, a notepad, whatever you feel comfortable writing on, and write down this message. This is what I wrote, and I asked them to write it down. And I want you to do the same thing. Let's go. Every human was conceived. Every human was conceived in the womb and will someday end up in the tomb. Yes, every human was conceived in the womb and will someday end up in the tomb. But what matters is how we live our lives between the womb and the tomb. I want you to think about it. So if you were conceived in the womb, given birth to, and you're expected to live life, knowing fully well that one day, your time will be up. What are you supposed to do while you are alive? Would you want to waste your time by doing things that are not relevant to your existence? Would you want to live a life that is not worthy of emulation? Would you want to live a life that you would regret? If your answer is no, I want to remind you that you have greatness. You have a gift inside of you, and it is expected of you in your lifetime to discover that gift. It is your duty to discover that gift. Yes, you who's listening to me right now, it is your duty to discover that God-given gift. And when you discover that gift, it is your duty to develop that gift. And in the process of developing that gift, it is also expected of you to deploy that gift. So you were sent into this world to serve, to lead, to influence, and to impact lives. To make an impact in the world. That's what the Dash is all about. So I want you to think about it and start asking yourself, am I living a life of purpose? Am I living an intentional life? I want you to think about it. That's a question I want to leave with you this moment. Think about it. Are you living a life of purpose? God bless you. I don't know where you're listening to me from right now. I know we're streaming on multiple platforms, over 20 platforms, but only 3 platforms have the opportunity of watching us. So if you are just joining us, don't worry. Thank God for technology. You can always watch the replay. So ladies and gentlemen, it is time for me to bring in our guest for today, a great man all the way from Iowa. And I would like to do the introduction before I hand the mic over to him. So our guest for today is no other person but Brian K. Wright. Brian is a writing coach, a radio show host, and a magazine publisher who helps people share their message with the world and monetize their expertise. So he helps people to share their message to the world and also to monetize their expertise. Now, with his extensive experience as a college instructor, Brian has created and implemented strategies to help people craft their stories. So ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, I want to bring on stage this wonderful coach, no other person but Brian K. Wright. Mr. Brian, welcome to the Morale Booster.
Well, thank you for having me. This is going to be fun.
Yes, it will be fun. Thank you so much for joining us. I know we've been trying to make this work for a very long time, but I'm happy at last, at long last, we made it happen. Thank you so much once again for joining us. And yes, I know you are a writing coach. Now, for how long have you been helping people write their books?
Since 2016. And prior to that, I taught public speaking and English composition in a college environment. So it actually goes even further back to 1991 is when I got that teaching job.
Oh, wow.
That's a long time ago.
That is a long time ago. So you've been teaching since 1991. What an experience.
Yeah, I taught for about 5 years, and then I went into the corporate world. And in some of the places that I was, I got promoted to trainer. So I would train inbound, outbound sales, customer service. And in a couple of instances, that position was created specifically for me. Yeah, when you do something pretty well, and other people keep asking, how are you doing that? That's a big, big clue.
Exactly.
That maybe you should be doing that in front of other people instead of just keeping it to yourself. And that's true in any aspect of life.
Exactly. And what you just talked about now is something very important for everybody who's out there to know. Now, we were sent into this world on an assignment. And the assignment we were given, it's time bound. So we have a period of time to quickly make it happen.
Yeah.
So it is expected of everybody to discover their gift, to develop their gift, and to deploy it. So by deploying it, we are also passing that knowledge to others and the future generation.
Right.
So that what you just said right now, it makes a whole lot of sense. So do you work with all kinds of clients or?
Yeah, my clients are primarily entrepreneurs, but yeah, they come from all different kinds of backgrounds.
Oh, great. So I've got a question for you now. What strategies can you share with that man, that woman? Or what exercises that writers can incorporate, that man or that woman who wants to write a book, what strategies or exercises can you share with them to incorporate into their routine to overcome writer's block? I have written 3 books. I'm working on my 4th book now. So I know sometimes we go through what we call a writer's block. So what can you suggest to people?
sometimes when I feel completely, utterly useless, I just step away from it. And sometimes I'll step away from that project for 2 or 3 days. And when I come back to it, I have all these ideas that I wish I knew where they were 3 days ago. Sometimes what I will do is I will read. In fact, I have a coach who told me, well, if you can't think of something to write, it's because you're not reading enough.
I like that. You just talked about having a coach. Mm-hmm. You are a coach and you have a coach.
Oh, yeah. Now,
there's so many people out there who might be wondering. Can you please share with us the importance of having a coach?
Well, a coach can see your blind spots. If your coach has done something that you want to do in your life or in your business, that person can guide your way because they've been there. They will share the pitfalls and the obstacles. They will let you know when you're going in the right direction. They will let you know when you've messed up. They will point you toward resources. And I would say the best coach doesn't even need your money. Now, you'll have to pay for your coaching most of the time.
All right.
And I would say the best coaches don't need your money. They want to work with you. They don't have to work with you, which is really, really important. And so I think you can get creativity by reading and listening to other people's ideas pretty regularly. So that's one way to, you know, prime the pump. Stepping away from that work for a little while, whether it's for an hour or two or a couple of days, sometimes that will help you germinate some ideas that you didn't know were there. Sometimes I will have conversations about that topic with other people and just see what they have to say about it. And sometimes something will spark a new idea based on conversations that I have with other people. So there are a lot of ways to do that.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for sharing. Mm-hmm. I always love to emphasize on the importance of having a coach. Mm-hmm. A coach is generally your accountability partner. And we know it could be expensive sometimes to hire a coach. Mm-hmm. Now, for that aspiring writer, like when I was in Nashville last week or some time ago, there was a lady who walked up to me. She said she's been looking for a way to write her own book. And that she's been finding it very challenging because right now she's retired.
Yeah.
And she needs more time to relax. And, you know, so because of that, she finds it really challenging. Mm-hmm. And I know there are so many people out there right now who are in that same situation. One or two might be listening to us right now. They desperately want to write a book. So what would you suggest? How can they start? Where can they start from? Because right now it's a complex process. They don't even know where to start from.
Sometimes when I want to spark some creativity, I will go somewhere completely different from where I am right now. I will get away from home. I will go outside if it's nice enough to go outside. I'll read, I'll write, but I'll get myself in a different environment. You know, sometimes going to the public library is a great place to write. Sometimes going to Starbucks is a great place to write or read. Okay. So I've done that. If you are unsure what to write about, if that's what we're starting with, I would ask people people that you trust, if I was to write a book, what would you expect it to be about? You might get surprised. You might get surprised by the answer that you hear.
Right, right, right. That's true. That's true. Now, this takes me to another point. You know, there are so many people who don't even know where to start from. They only have the title that they want to use. And, you know, sometimes you might have a title and that title might have already been taken or used by someone else. Right? So that novice, that brand new person who does not know where to start from, but only has a title, that a preferred title that he or she would like to write on.
Yeah.
They can't even come up with the outline. You know, where would you advise them to start from?
It's interesting because most people only have a fair idea of the title, or they don't have a title. They just know that they want to tell their story.
Right.
And I say that's good and fine, but once your friends and family have bought your book, who else cares? And I say that lovingly. So what you need to do is figure out how to make that book that people who don't know you want to read too.
Right.
I mean, the average book only sells maybe 250 copies in its lifetime.
Mm.
So if you're looking to make $1 million with your book, it may or may not happen. Most of the time, the money that you make will come as a result of things that you do after the book, such as a coaching program, such as speaking on stage, such as selling, maybe you can sell boxes of your book to event planners who will put you on stage enough for everybody in the audience, and you can sign the books afterwards. But in terms of actually getting started and putting an outline together, sometimes if you're writing about something that's related to your business, let's just say real estate, for example, you work with buyers or you work with sellers primarily. And so I would say, if you are in real estate and you're wanting to write a book, I would start with, what are the questions that people ask me about this all the time? Because if you're talking to first-time homeowners, they have a lot of questions. These are the same questions you hear all the time. But you have to treat it as if you're answering it for the first time.
Right.
So I would make a list of questions of the stuff people ask me all the time, and that could be the basis for chapters. The questions and the answers to those questions can make up short questions. And if you've got 21 questions, you might have a 100-page book right there.
Wow, that's true. That makes a whole lot of sense. It was challenging for me to write my first book.
I
didn't know where to start from, but I had to get myself a coach.
Right.
Yeah, so I still would like to emphasize on the importance of finding a coach, a book writing coach like Brian right now. So Brian, that takes me to the next thing or question on the agenda So how do you, I guess you have a program as a writing coach, you have a program where you put people through the steps, you hold their hands in the book writing process. Would you please share with us how you operate in that?
It's really customized to what the author wants to do. It's not really a cookie cutter thing. Sometimes people come to me with a completely blank slate. They haven't started. Sometimes people have a complete manuscript and really all they want me to do is edit, provide suggestions, help them with publishing. So I meet them exactly where they are.
Great. So which means when somebody has an idea, just an idea or just a dream or a goal to write a book, and not knowing what to do, where to start from.
Yeah.
You are the right guy or a one-stop shop for their dream to come true. Is that correct?
Exactly. The first thing I'll ask someone is, why do you want to write a book? I mean, I want to know what your reasons are. Yes. And there are no wrong answers to that. I just want to know that you have a reason why you're doing this. Because if you don't have a strong reason why you're doing it, you'll give up before you're done. So I want to know what is your strong why? Why are you doing this? What do you want people to think, believe, act, or do differently because they read your book?
It's very easy to give up on book writing. Very easy. That's one of the easiest areas you can give up and get frustrated.
Right.
Yeah. So, and those questions you typically ask, those are great questions. Those are great thought-provoking questions.
And I also ask my clients what audience you are speaking to. Are you speaking to an entrepreneur audience or are you speaking to a general audience? Because sometimes they'll have more than one idea for a book in their head. And I had a client who says, I want to speak to a general audience first. I said, okay, well, then we're going to do this book first and we'll do your other idea for a book later.
Right. So for those of you who are listening to Brian right now, I believe he has been able to make you understand that it is possible for you to bring your book writing dream to reality. I know there's so many people out there, so many of you who are listening to me right now. You've been wanting to write a book, but you just don't know where to start from. Brian is your one-stop shop. I'm sure you just heard him. I wasn't the one who said it. And where can people find you, Brian?
Well, my site is writeabookforyou.com, W-R-I-T-E, writeabookforyou.com, spelled all the way out. And that gives you more of an idea of what I can do. And there are testimonials at the bottom of the page for some from some people who have worked with me. There's also a YouTube, short YouTube video of my appearance on The List, which is a nationally syndicated show where I talk about the three things you need before you get started.
Right.
And at the very bottom is a link to my calendar. So writeabookforyou.com.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. Guys, can Sean currently being displayed on the screen. For those of you who are watching us via Facebook, LinkedIn, and YouTube, the information is right there on the screen for you. And for those of you who are listening to us, just the audio, you can also find the information right there. He is on Instagram. He is on Twitter. He is on LinkedIn and Facebook. And his website is writeabookforyou.com. One word, writeabookforyou.com. I want you all to take note of this information. Now, the world is now a global village. You don't have an excuse because with a click of a button on the computer, you can access as many resources and tools that you need to help you succeed. And right here, we have Brian Wright, who's out here ready to help you, ready to help you bring that to your book writing dream to reality. So thank you so much, Mr. Wright, for joining me on this program. Before you leave, what we typically do is I'd like you to share a word of encouragement to that man or that woman who feels that he or she does not have a story to write. He or she does not have content to put in a book, because some people think they don't have a story. So I'm going to give you 1 minute to just boost the morale of that man or that woman who thinks like that.
I think everyone has a story. Maybe the time isn't right yet for you to do your book, but I do think that everyone has at least one book inside them. And if you think you can't write, I would look back at some of the content you've created on social media. I would look to maybe journals that you've written. Maybe there might be material there that you can use to get your book started. In fact, I had a guest on my radio show who based his book on a series of letters to his children that he never got to meet. And he was seeking to impart his fatherly wisdom to his children that he never got to meet. It's called The Legacy Letters. And so maybe that might be content for a book. I've worked with people who have done a series of Facebook Lives around a topic. We turned that into a book. I've worked with people who do podcasts, and we took several episodes of that podcast on a singular topic, for example, real estate, and turned that into a book. I had someone who created a course, and we turned that into a book. So maybe you've already created the content that you would use for a book. And if you haven't, then I would think about what are some of the top 10, 15, or 20 lessons that you'd like to impart to people in your life. And that might be the basis for a book. So there are lots and lots of ideas. You just need to open your eyes and see what those ideas are.
Awesome. Thank you so much, sir. That's a wonderful one. Mm-hmm. I truly appreciate that. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, I want you all to visit writeabookforyou.com. Mm-hmm. That's his website, writeabookforyou.com. And you can also follow him on Instagram. Mm-hmm. His Instagram handle is write.brianK. Write, which is W-R-I-G-H-T dot Brian K. Write, W-R-I-G-H-T dot Brian K. And he's also on Twitter as Mr. Brian K. Wright. Mr. Brian K. Wright. Mm-hmm. So if you've got any questions, comments, or concerns regarding how you can start writing your own book, or if you know somebody out there who's thinking of writing a book, just reach out to Brian Wright, and he will be able to help you bring that dream to reality. God bless you all. Thank you so much. Please remember, like and share this broadcast, because you might just be saving the life of that one person who has been waiting for a lifetime to hear this message. There are so many people who are depressed that they couldn't bring their dreams of writing a book to reality. And they are in the last days of their life. And they have lost hope. You can help those people bring their dreams to reality just by liking and sharing this broadcast. Share it to as many people as possible. If the message doesn't resonate with you, trust me, there is definitely somebody on your contact list that it would resonate with. All right? Always remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. God bless you all. Thank you, Mr. Brian. I hope when next I invite you, you would come and share your words of wisdom with my audience.
Well, thank you for having me. It was fun.
My pleasure. God bless you all. Bye for now.